song could not have ended at a more perfect timing. Literally, the clock is just about to strike four. So I want to thank you all again. Welcome to the machine. Have a fantastic rest of your weekend. Peace out.
information to get in touch with my Marie, the only one who phoned me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge.
This is Batman. No one has ever lived to say this, but when I'm defending Gotham City from psychopathic motherfuckers, my Batmobile is set to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Yeah. You're listening to the Classic Ruins on WMFO in Mepha.
It's 18 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. here on WMFO Medford 91.5 on your FM dial. Also on the internet, www.wmfo.org. And we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. On this Sunday, February the 7th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m., bringing you the very latest in the sporting world. And also, love to hear your commentary on what's going on out there in your neck of the woods. And to do that, you have to give me a call, 617-627-3800. 617-627-3800. I'll be right back. Okay, 421 here on WMFO in Medford, the Brown Perspective on Sports. I've got to remember, this is winter time, and I may have to come out and scrape ice off the windshield and the windows, and when I do that, that makes me late. Anyway, we are here, so we're not going to moan and groan about what took place in the past, a few hours ago, minutes ago, or whatever. But anyway, we're going to bring you the latest in sporting world, as far as we know. And let's go right to college men's basketball. How about that? Starting off with upsets. Unranked Kansas State defeated number one Oklahoma, 80-69. Oklahoma goes down. Also, another upset, unranked Notre Dame defeated number two North Carolina, 80-76. So both the number one and number two teams went down last night. That's the way it goes. Villanova 72, Providence 60, Maryland 72, Purdue 61, Xavier 90, Marquette 82. Kansas 75, TCU 56. Another upset. Number 25 ranked South Carolina defeated Texas A&M, who was ranked number 8, 81-78. Virginia 64, Pittsburgh 50. Michigan State 89, Michigan 73. Iowa State 64, Oklahoma State 59. West Virginia, 80, Baylor, 69. Louisville, 79, BC, 47. I'm not going to talk about BC. Getting out of their area just to make some money. But, hey, I'm not going to say that. I've said it so many times in the past, I guess I shouldn't say it anymore, right? Kentucky 80, Florida 61. Upset. Unranked Illinois State defeated number 21 Wichita State 58-53. Upset. Unranked Penn State defeated number 22 Indiana 68-63. Arizona 77, Washington 72, and Dayton 98, George Mason 64. So with Oklahoma going down and North Carolina going down, the previous number one and number two teams, it's going to be interesting to see who they put up there in that position this week. So maybe Villanova or Maryland, someone else might move up into that category. Duke, I don't know. But anyway, we'll see what happens. Okay, let's go from the men to the ladies. UConn keeps rolling on, pounding, East Carolina 92-46. And I don't know, I can't remember how many games in a row they've won, but they were undefeated last year, 22-0, I think, so far this year. And what, they're working on their third championship in a row? You go, UConn ladies. Baylor 81, Kansas 49, Texas 65, Iowa State 49. Here's an upset. Unranked Temple defeated South Florida, who's ranked number 19, 68-66. And Oklahoma 77, TCU 64. I want to remind you that these are the ladies' scores in the top 25 teams playing last night. And only five games were on the schedule. In that UConn game, Brianna Stewart got 17 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, and 2 blocks. I guess that's a pretty good night. Tuck got 7 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 assists. Mariah Jefferson, 16 points, 1 rebound, 8 assists, and 3 steals. Nurse got 20 points, 1 rebound, 4 assists, and 2 steals. Samuelson got 3 points. Butler got 2 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, and 2 blocks. Ekmark the spot, but this is Ekmark. got 2 points and a rebound. Chong got 5 points, 4 rebounds, and an assist. Williams, Gabby, got 10 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, and a block. And Collier got 8 points and 3 rebounds. UConn ladies keep rolling right along. But like I said in previous programs, they're playing with 2 forwards. They have a center coming off the bench. Don't have much height. All the rest of the players are guards. And so therefore, maybe some guards play small forward at times. But they don't really have, and if a game where their big people aren't playing well, or a few big people aren't playing well, 3 big people aren't playing well, or the other team is really hot, getting points on the inside, I think it was South Carolina that I saw play them last year, who had a lot of, 6'2", 6'3", 6'4", players, seemed to be very athletic, just didn't have the experience, they were all young, so they're probably still there. How they're doing this year, I don't know. I haven't seen them play any games on the weekend, so I haven't, or the 2 times I'm watching television, haven't seen them play, so I don't know how well they are doing. But anyway, maybe we'll get that information for you next week, and we'll know. Playoff time is coming, so we'll see what happens. Let's take a break. It's 428 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 in the FM dial or on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this the Sunday, February the 7th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, here virtually every Sunday from 4 or thereabouts until 5 a.m. talking sports. And to get involved in the conversation, very simple, just give me a call, 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800, be back.
I heard about this company dumping toxins in local rivers, and I called their executives to say stop, but I never got through to anyone except secretary after secretary. In the meantime, the rivers are being destroyed, birds and fish are dying, and the local kids are getting sick with cancer. So I organized a huge protest, and we actually got the company shut down. And everyone starts celebrating until we realize that half the town's now unemployed. The welfare offices can barely handle the overload. People are being kicked out of their homes, and to top it all off, the rivers are still contaminated. The birds and fish are still dying, and most of the kids with cancer are twice as sick because they can't get the health care they need since their parents lost the health insurance they had when they worked for the company that dumped all the toxins in the first place.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. And just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and A Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:33 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 or thereabouts until 5 a.m. And to get involved in the conversation, you just have to give me a call, 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. Where are we going next, Donnelly? Okay, let's bring up the background music first. I guess that's where we should go. Let's go to the National Basketball Association. Last night, the Trailblazers defeated the Rockets 96-79. Hornets 108, Wizards 104, Pacers 112, Pistons 104, Cavaliers 99, the Pelicans 84, 76ers 103, the Nets 98. You go 76ers! The more you guys, the more games you guys win, and the more the games that the Nets lose, the better off is that Celtics pick. Although the Lakers are throwing it away out there in the West Coast, so there you go. Let's see, Mavs 114, Grizzlies 110, Timberwolves 112, the Bulls 105, Spurs 106, the Lakers 102. The Jazz 98 and the Suns 89. And the world champion Golden State Warriors 116. The Thunder 108. Can anybody beat the Warriors? I've been a basketball, NBA basketball fan for a long time. I cannot recall a better shooting team than the Golden State Warriors. excuse me. Even when they aren't playing the best defense in the world, their shooting just, overwhelms everybody and brings them back from big deficits. And they don't generally have big deficits, but when they do have a big deficit again, you think that they might lose. Oh, that shooting comes out of nowhere. Oh, that shooting rises to the occasion. And Seth Curry, as someone said, he may be the best shooter in the history of the NBA. Hard to tell because other great shooters didn't play on championship teams and didn't get the exposure that he is getting. And there wasn't that much basketball in the early days of, there wasn't much TV in the early days of NBA basketball. And so, therefore, it's hard to tell. Pete Maravich's name is being thrown out there. He had a very abbreviated NBA season. Awesome college career. Fantastic shooter. Great ball handler. He comes close. Reggie Jackson, not the ball handler. Reggie Miller. There is a Reggie Jackson, too. But Reggie Miller is one that's going to say. Excuse me. Great shooter. Not the ball handler that Seth Curry is. So it's really hard to say. But right now, Seth Curry just seems to rise to the occasion. And he doesn't even have to carry the team. Like last night, Klay Thompson was the big man. And they're beating, fairly good teams. The Thunder, they aren't the Spurs. But not too long ago, they... although Tim Duncan didn't play, how much that would have made the difference, I don't know. But the Warriors beat up on the Spurs not too long ago either. Then they've handled the Cavaliers and got their coach fired. And I saw a little bit of the Cavaliers game against the Celtics the other night, Friday night, I guess that was, where, Friday night, when Avery Bradley hit a game-winning three-pointer. and left no time on the clock, and the Celtics pulled out a 1-point victory over the Cavaliers, who were their nemesis in the playoffs last year. Although I said, all things considered, the Cavaliers never really blew them out in any of the games, and that was before Kyrie Irving went down. Although Love went down in that series also. But anyway, the Celtics show that they can hang with them. I still think consistency is a big thing for the Celtics. But playing 10 men, and someone was complaining. some sports writer was complaining about a team that has to play 10 men. There's no difference from number 1 to number 10. That's good. I don't know why anyone would consider that to be a bad thing. if you can get guys out there, trot guys out there, and that should, you know, barring any injuries on the Celtics side, that should propel them forward as the season goes on. And other teams who are playing six men, eight men, you know, gobbling up most of the minutes because the rest of the bench isn't that good, the Celtics should have an advantage just because of the fact that other teams are going to be wearing down, slowing down as the season wears on. And that should play right into the Celtics' hand. Because, hey, you've got five guys coming off the bench who are just as good as the possibly as the five that are starting, except the five who are starting are probably more consistent in what they do. And if we could get a big man on the inside, you know, who can score some points, block some shots, and definitely rebound for us defensively on a consistent basis, that is what I would think would move us into the top echelon of ball. And we aren't that far away. Dwight Howard is not the guy. For all deficiencies, just his attitude to me, and the fact that he would be a rental player. So why would you want to give up, any of your assets right now to get a Dwight Howard? That was the rumor earlier this week. Hopefully it's just a rumor, and Danny Ainge is really not considering that. I hope. Okay, 4:40 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial, on the internet as well, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. It's a Sunday, February the 7th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. to get involved in the conversation. You just have to give me a call, 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. Be back.
María, ¿todavía tienes esa tos?
Sí, no se me va. Y también tengo un ronquido cuando respiro.
Mi hermana cree que tengo bronquitis.
Así está mi primo. La tos lo despierta por la noche. Parece que siempre le faltará el aire. Yo creo que tiene alergias.
No será alérgico a ti, Carlos.
Estos síntomas se pueden confundir fácilmente con los síntomas de catarro, alergia o bronquitis, pero en realidad podría ser asma.
¿Saben? Antes yo también tosía y me costaba respirar y sentía el pecho bien apretado.
¿Y qué tenías?
El doctor me dijo que era asma.
¿Asma? ¿No se muere la gente de eso? Ay, ¿tú jamás te quedas quieta?
Nadie con tres hijos puede quedarse quieta.
Sí, es verdad, pero el médico me enseñó cómo tratar mi asma y no estoy así.
El asma puede ser un problema muy serio. Tratada correctamente, puede ser controlada. Respire sin dificultad. Pregúntele a un médico si es asma. Un mensaje del National Asthma Education and Prevention Program.
Luisa, ¿te ves cansada?
Ay, anoche me desvelé.
Maria? It sounds bad.
Yeah, I can't get rid of it. And now I'm wheezing, too. My sister thinks it's bronchitis.
That's like my cousin. His cough wakes him up all night. And you know, every time I see him, he's so short of breath. I think it's allergies.
Yeah, maybe he's allergic to you, Carlos.
It's easy to confuse symptoms like these with a cold, allergies, or bronchitis. But what it could be is asthma.
You know, I used to cough and wheeze and my chest would feel tight.
So what was it?
The doctor said it was asthma.
Asthma? Mm-hmm. Can't people die from that? But look at you, you never sit still.
Nobody with three kids sits still.
That's true, but the doctor taught me how to take care of it, so that's what I'm doing.
Asthma can be serious, but if treated right, it can be controlled. So breathe easier. Ask a doctor if it's asthma. A message from the National Asthma Education and Prevention Program.
And also brought to you by your friends here at WMFL, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:46 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. Let's go to the National Hockey League. Last night, the Capitals 3, New Jersey 2, and that was in a shootout. Rangers 3 and the Flyers 2, that was also a shootout. Canadiens 5 and the Oilers 1. Red Wings 5 and the Islanders 1. The Bruins 2 and the Sabres 1. That was in overtime. Senators 6 and the Maple Leafs 1. The Blues 4 and the Wild 1. The Penguins 3 and the Panthers 2. That was in overtime. Predators 6 and the Sharks 2. The Blackhawks 5 and the Stars 1. Flames 4 and the Canucks 1. The Jets 4 and the Avalanche 2. In that Bruins game at 12:22 of the first period, Louis Erickson got his 16th goal of the year with assists from Pasternak and Krejci. Bruins 1 and the Sabres zip. In the second period at 10:53, Sam Reinhart got his 14th goal of the year with assists from McGinn and O'Reilly, tying the score at 1 apiece. No scoring in the third period. And at 2:32 of overtime, Brad Marchand got his 24th goal of the year unassisted. Bruins 2 and the Sabres 1. Lehner stopped 36 of the 38 shots on goal. And Tukaras stopped 37 of the 38 shots on goal. Bruins moving up in the race, surprisingly, and they're They're causing me to look less efficient. I said that the Bruins, unless some of the younger guys come through, are going to be deficient again this year because of the lack of offense. Well, they now have 62 points, and they are tied for second place with Tampa Bay, I do believe. What did Tampa Bay do last night? They did not play. So there. Yeah. And let's see. The Florida Panthers. They lost, so they still have 67 points. So the Bruins are 5 points out of first place in the Atlantic Division. Out in the Metropolitan Division, Washington, the Rangers, and the Islanders in New Jersey, in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is underachieving with just 59 points so far. Out west, world champion Chicago Blackhawks, not running away with it, but they have they have 76 points, a 5-point lead over Dallas, followed by St. Louis and Colorado. In the Pacific Division, LA has a lead over San Jose, and Anaheim and Arizona follow along. So, the Bruins are making believers out of me, showing how little I know about the National Hockey League. And what else can I say? Can't say much else, I guess. I'm glad to see that they brought Pastrnak back up, and I hope they keep him up and let the kid play and develop, because I think he is a star of the future. Well, of course, he had the broken foot, and it took him a while to recover from that. But hopefully, he's going to be here to stay, and his game will continue to improve and help the Bruins run along. 451 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 in the FM dial, also on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, February the 7th, Super Bowl Sunday. Do we really want to say that? Do we want to emphasize that? Since the Patriots are not involved. But anyway, hey, we'll be back next year. But anyway, I'm picking Carolina over Denver, just in case anybody is interested, and I'm sure they are. Everybody seems to be going along with Carolina. The fact that Denver's there is a surprise, and what can I say? I just can't help mentioning the fact that Peyton Manning and his HGH, human growth hormone, investigation seems to have taken another turn, where we find out now that he had representatives go to the guy who had made the claim of the HGH going to Manning's house in his wife's name. Yeah, she needs human growth hormones. Yeah, and his response to that was, well, what she does, that's her business. Okay, that sounds a little like the excuse that Roger Clemens had put out there. But anyway, it's just amazing how little attention this is getting outside of the Boston sports writers, from the national sports writers, as opposed to the alleged underinflated footballs. And we're still debating as to whether the Patriots will lose draft picks 1 and 4 this year in the draft if Brady is exonerated after this appeal. If you understand the appeal, it's not so much regarding the lack of evidence concerning the quote-unquote underinflated footballs, but the fact that the contract between the NFL and the NFL Players Association allows Goodell to have, whoever the commissioner is, to have unlimited authority to punish people who are breaking the shield. So that means if you haven't done anything wrong, he can still punish you. And Bob Kraft made a mistake thinking that he was going to get some leniency as far as Brady was concerned by giving up the draft picks right off the bat. So, hey, it'll be interesting to see. Can you be punished for something that you have been, can the team be punished for something that your player who supposedly committed this tremendous infraction, which cannot be proved? And then they go on to say, well, just before the Super Bowl, we're going to announce all the PSI information that we got. No, we're not going to do that because it may prove that we don't know what we're talking about. And the millions of dollars that we spent on this investigation was a total waste of time and money. But, hey, Manning can go and use HGH and pass it off as if his wife needs human growth hormones. And that gets very little play. Hey, because the networks are hand in glove with the NFL. So, therefore, hey, we'll wait and see what happens. Getting on to Major League Baseball, it won't be long before the teams be heading down to spring training. And one topic of conversation that really irritates me are these so-called local experts who are on Xander Bogaerts because he didn't hit many home runs. That is not the issue. Xander Bogaerts is, 21, 22 years old and almost won a batting title. Hey, listen, if I'm a major league pitcher coming into Fenway Park, I'm going to realize that this guy is a hitter. And I'm not going to give him anything inside that he can pull, so I'm going to pitch him away. So, smart kid that he is, or maybe it's the batting coach, or a combination of manager, batting coach, and Bogaerts, they're saying, go with the pitch, kid. Seems like that's what a real good hitter like Wade Boggs did throughout most of his career. He could, pull the ball and hit some home runs. But batting average and getting on base for the other guys behind them seemed to be the smart thing to do. And that's what Bogaerts is doing. And, hitting some balls to a deep part of right center field, may not get you many home runs because that's the deep part of the park. But, hey, the guy's growing. He's working out. I've heard he added some muscle to his body, and he's going to be a terror. the question is, will they be able to sign him when his contract runs out? But anyway, that's another story. What we're looking for is hopefully bounce back years from Ramirez, Hanley Ramirez, and Pablo Sandoval. And my unsung hero upset pick, if you want to look at it that way, for making the Red Sox is Alan Craig. Alan Craig is a great hitter, was a great hitter. His whole thing got thrown off with the foot injury. And this will be, 2 years now back after the foot injury. I look for him to have a fantastic spring. And the Reds are going to have to scratch their head to see where can we play this guy. And certainly not down in Pawtucket, wherever the team is going to be this year. And if we can keep Dustin Pedroia healthy by cutting back on the number of games that he plays, because we got Brock Holt who can, handle the position when he's not out there. And with Price, Erod, and Kelly is our 1-2-3 pitchers, there won't be that much of a strain on Porcello and Buchholz to bring up the number 4 and number 5 positions. So I look for you know, a major improvement. Although, like I said, the rest of the division is going to be really tough. The Yankees are good, not great, but with that bullpen that they have with Aroldis Chapman now out there, any starting pitcher only has to go five innings, turn it over to the bullpen, five innings or less, depending on the pitch count, probably. And Baltimore, Toronto, well, they lost Price, so they may not be just as good, but they got the power, that's for sure. So we'll see. But well, I look for an improvement from the Red Sox and the young guys, Mookie Betts and Will the Rail, Jackie Bradley Jr. show up this year? Who knows? But anyway, I'm looking forward to an interesting season for the Boston Red Sox. You can put that down. Okay, 4:59, time to put the wraps on this edition of Brown Perspective on Sports. I invite you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise coming your way. We have one of our favorite programs lined up, gospel with an Afro, Caribbean, and Hispanic flavor. I get a lot of requests for programs like that. And so therefore, we're going to honor